Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way in the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time with my bro Corey. We're just hanging out, talking fishing with you. That's it. No guests today, no agenda, just a fun show, talking fishing and having a great time here. And, man, we got a lot to go in the second hour.
Yeah, so much happening. And you want to join us? 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Or you can shoot us a text. And texting is only done through the app. It's a free download, super easy. Text us. It's right there. It's a tag right on the front page. It says text the show and send your message. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. And at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. We'll flip a coin and figure out who that goes to, right,
Rick?
That's
going to be cool.
And talking about fish reports, we've got that on the standby, right?
It's it, man. It's time for the catch report right now, Corey.
And it's Fill Up Lately. It's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Then you know gas prices are way up. So they are, too, man.
They are, man.
I think they've gone up at the local place. They've gone up 50 cents in the last 40 days, I think, right? So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull right up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low, low gas prices on their diesel and regular gas. You can pull up with your boat, your truck, whatever you got. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time.
That's crazy.
Right? I know. It's crazy. Plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a day on the water. Plus 100 pounds of free ice with your, I think it's more than 30 gallons or 35, somewhere in there. I mean, if you're filling up your vehicle and your small boat, you got 100 pounds of free ice coming your way, right? Say hi to Martha and the friendly staff, Summit Gasoline for free ice, and Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices, the lowest in San Diego, and they're at the San Diego Sports Arena. I was in there Thursday morning,
right,
getting some ice. It's so cool. I mean, it's $4 for a 20-pound bag.
Well, and Pete was saying, if you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener and you're getting some fuel, just let them know. They'll throw you some ice. No problem.
I didn't mind spending $8.
Yeah. not for all that. Like,
no, not,
yeah,
not for 40 pounds of ice.
Yeah, they're rad. That's a really cool spot. And again, just another great people that we're proud to have part of the show. Well, hey, as promised, we're going to find out what is biting out there. And it's time for our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. And I understand that's the spot where you can go get some 3-inch MCs.
Good morning, Mark.
Man, that almost took my breath away, Corey.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was going to say anything because we're just kind of getting started with this whole program. But, yeah, I'm excited. We cleared off a whole end cap just waiting for the opening part of this and the rest to follow. And, yeah, we are very excited about that. But, and thanks for that. That's just awesome. I'm thrilled. But, man, I got to tell you guys, I mean, you were doing kind of a wide-ranging show, you know, starting off talking about all that striped bass on the beach. And there's a guy up here in L.A. Harbor who's catching them consistently, but he won't tell me just where. But then listening to Pete, you know, with his sturgeon report, I got to tell you, you know, I've been involved with this show for just a couple months less than the full 32 years. I have never heard Pete more excited about a trip. Then talk. I mean, can you believe a 500-pound sturgeon, like those dinosaurs jumping straight off the back of your boat? Holy crap, that was awesome.
We joked quite a bit before he left. He goes, I don't really know what to expect. But, you know, when Cass says this is a trip you have to make, like, you listen, you know, that guy's been everywhere and done everything. And, you know, he goes, I don't really know what to expect. And then, you know, they're obviously in cell phone range because Pete and I were texting every day. And he was sending me a picture. Like, I was hoping they were going to get one. You know, I didn't know what the fishery was like. I mean, you know, hopefully you spend 3 days, like, catching a blue marlin, you know, in Hawaii or something. You go for 3 days, you know, you're probably going to get one or two. And day after day, it was just like, you're not going to believe this. Look at this. And the pictures are crazy. Wait till he puts them up. Like, it was really, really cool, Mark.
Yeah, that. The same thing. I mean, I expected when he told me he was going up there, I'd get one or two, you know, maybe get a bite or something. But right. Like, holy crap, it cost 26.
They crushed him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing the pitchers. But, anyway, to continue in the vein of this wide-ranging stuff, so I'm going to start up north, like I always do. But today we're going way up north. It's close to where Pete was. You know, we sell a lot of tanks to the manufacturers and the boat owners up there in the northwest, and we're just delivering a really nice one here. We're talking to them, hearing about all the albacore outside of Westport, Washington there. And, you know, you kind of expect those albies to be up there. But what he was also saying is the great big Dorado, open water Dorado and Yellowtail that are mixed in with the albacore all the way off Washington.
Really?
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a bit closer to home, but still up north. I got to just throw a shout out to the guys in the Masters yesterday, the Marlin tournament. They had a tremendous day yesterday fishing. Right in the lee of Santa Cruz, fish are just a few miles off, and I mean, it's like fishing right off the east end of Catalina when you're there, because it's the lee, it's like flat calm, and they got biting fish, or jig fish and bait fish, a lot of fish caught yesterday, and mixed into that same zone are some good spots of that bluefin flashing around out there, and conditions are perfect, and I expect they'll have another big day today. Congratulations, guys. And then creeping a bit more south down into our sector here is a big week on some of these local bluefin, best area was, you know, from about the 14-mile bank, the one area splits in towards Dana and then down the beach, you know, off the domes and down to San Clemente Oceanside. When talking to one of my customers yesterday, he was catching, he did a sea trial 2 miles outside of Dana. He had one rod, and he didn't have any tuna tackle because he wasn't going tuna fishing. He had some weird plastic thing, but he saw the spot of foamers, threw it out. Of course, he hooks a big one. And gets destroyed. But imagine hooking a 150-pounder on some weird, big, fuzzy plastic worm, he said, 2 miles off Dana Point. Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. That's unreal.
Super crazy.
Yeah. So the one area kind of goes in toward the beach, you know, from the 14, and the other area splits a little bit more outside, 277, 209, like that. And, man, there's a little bit of kelp fish in the zone, Dorado and yellowtails, but not an awful lot. And but the tuna fish are coming up in the afternoon really good. The last couple of days, they had some really good foamer fishing. Poppers, cold snipers are working. Probably surface iron was the best. And a lot of that's good grade fish at 60s to 120s. So you need some good gear, guys, and get ready to pull hard. And then a little farther down, that tremendous spread of fish that you guys got right there off San Diego kind of starts at the outer edge of the 9 and trends out toward the 302 and toward the corner and the 43. And now some of the guys are fishing around the butterfly, and then it's starting to settle back in on the tan or way on the outside. There's a huge area of fish. And, you know, we've got bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, big yellowtails all mixed in together from skipjacks now. So maybe the blue marlin will be right behind them. So collectively, really good fishing down there in San Diego. So now I got to switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
My God, this is right up your alley here, buddy. We got some weird stuff happening with the rockfish rigs this week. On September 15th, they're changing, and we've been able to fish all depths out to deep water, and it's great because it opened up a whole lot of new areas. But on the 15th, you can only fish past 50 fathoms. You can't fish that rockfish inside of 50 fathoms.
Yeah,
and that's going to be really interesting for fishing in the Calcod zone, because in the Calcod zone, you can't have rockfish on the boat if you're any deeper than 240, and yet you can only fish rockfish outside of 300 now. So that's going to be an interesting scenario for some of these guys to figure out. But just be alert that the regs are changing on September 15th.
And so, Mark, does that mean that I can't go fish rockfish in 50 fathom? I can't go out there, catch, you know, a handful of reds, and then go into the kelp and fish calicos? I cannot do that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know if they restrict you from having them on the boat.
Yeah.
I haven't studied it that close. I just I just ran across that reg change.
Yeah.
I thought I would mention that because it's going to definitely cause confusion. But I don't know the answer to that one, Corey. But it's an interesting one to check out for sure.
Well, I think us bringing it up definitely before you're going to go do it, check into it.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I believe that that is the case, but I only believe that because I remember people being fearful of that when this was the regulation that we knew was upcoming a year ago. Was the fear that you couldn't you couldn't go get your rockfish early and then come back into the beach because of having the rockfish on the boat. But we will, we've got another week and we'll try to get some clear confirmation for you. But Corey, you bring up the best point. Like, we all know that it's a thing. It's time to do the research and find out, because being up on rockfish regulations is not the easiest thing these days.
By far.
Well, Mark,
wide-ranging report for the wide-ranging day.
What a fun report that one was, man. It'll be a hard one to top for next week, but I know you'll be doing it, and we'll certainly look forward to it. And if somebody wants to get the best bait tanks out there and now the best swim baits out there, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station, who's almost... He might be $6 now. It was $5.93 yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That's crazy. But anyway, the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to next week's report. It's going to be hard to top this one, though, I'll tell you.
Hey, Mark. I actually just got a text from Johnny Wyatt at Dana Landing, and he says, you absolutely, and it's highlighted, you absolutely cannot have rockfish in possession and fish inside 100 fathoms.
There you go.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good luck trying to figure all that out.
Yeah, exactly. thank you, Johnny, for chiming in.
Good looking out, Johnny.
Wow.
Mark, as always, appreciate it, man. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Thanks for the reminder about changing regulations, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Now let's head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Jeff Flowers on the line. And, Jeff, I think you're doing the report because Rosie's fishing.
Wow. No, she's not. She's not fishing. She's actually got a turnaround trip down there right now. So.
Oh, okay.
I would love to be able to tell you that she's down there fishing because she's worked herself out of a job. She's done such a great job promoting it. She's talking about for next year, she's going to make sure she can go.
I talked to her earlier in the week, and she had mentioned that you'd be doing the report because I must have heard wrong, and you're right. She was talking about being down there with a group, and that's the Rosie touch, is, she was going to be down there making sure, as she always does, that everything happens so smooth, and I just assumed she was taking care of the calico bass and the yellowtail down there, not the passengers.
Yeah, she's itching to go. Trust me. She every time I get my gear ready, she kind of looks at me with a twinkle in her eye, but with a gleam of, I get to go soon.
Yeah, twinkle in the right and a glare in the left.
Yes.
Yeah, got that fine. Well, is there a reason why? Was there some good fishing that went down this week?
Oh, tell you what, it's just been phenomenal down there. I was down there about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. And it was probably one of the best yellowtail fishing trips that I've been on, anywhere, for that matter. And it was limits by 7:30 in the morning, with three guys fishing, and then sitting back and watching Javier, put his limit on the boat after driving us around for a couple hours. But and everything was biting. I mean, we're throwing surface iron, and if you weren't catching a yellowtail, you were catching a big bass. If you weren't catching a bass, and you were laughing because you're trying to wind in quicker than the barracuda were swimming behind it. It was just phenomenal fishing down there. Weather's been absolutely stellar since that storm blew through. So right now, the trip that just is on their way back, they're slinging the Dorado now down there, biting. They're catching them on bait, trolling the Paulas, live bait behind the boat. And it's just a great fishery right now. The yellows are huge, the bass are big, and I'm starting to pack my gear for the next trip on October 6th. So, as a note, the season is winding down, and if you want to go, there's 5 spots available on that trip that goes down on the 6th.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Yeah, and it's a great trip. We're going to be at Lodge 2, so I'm going to be staying there for the first time, checking it out. And we're targeting the group I'm going to be with. We're gonna catch some yellows. There's no doubt about it. But we're going to go out and just slugfish those those big calicos that, that Corey gets when he's down there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Now you're talking.
Put a focus on big ones.
Yes.
Fun.
Nothing gets on the camera unless it's at least 5 pounds.
Yeah, now you're talking.
What a fun trip, Jeff. And, you know, I had such a fun time talking with Rosie earlier in the week. When she gave her report last week, she talked about, you know, hey, yellowtail fishing's still really good. But, you know, for the, one of the first times in her report, she was talking about how there was a lot of smaller fish. And I always loved it, too, because, you know, small fish for Cedros were 15 to 25 pounders, you know, and she's like, yeah, a lot of small ones around. And then no more than a day went by, and you guys do such a good job of, you know, posting all the photos that the captains take of all the great fish from Cedro Sport Fishing. And day after day, after Rosie talked about it being all small ones, was 30 pounders, then 40 pounders, then a 53 pounder, and like that was some of the biggest fish of the year. And you know, the all she had to do was warn people that maybe there weren't big ones, and Cedro's kicked out some of the biggest fish I've seen yet. It was pretty fun. We got a fun chuckle talking about how many trophies were caught this week.
Yeah, it's kind of evolved because a few years ago when we started going down there, you know, you're throwing iron up here in the States, you're on a small boat, maybe a party boat, and you're fishing with 30 or 40 pounds. Now we're fishing down there with 80 to 100 pound leader.
That's my style. I love it.
Corey Sandin fishing.
Those fish, yeah, exactly. They are getting stronger and stronger, and they're bigger shoulders and great fillets. The guys at the fish processing operation up there for us, they're cutting that fish up, and it doesn't look any better anywhere else, right? These guys are just putting it together, table ready. We just had some the other night. And it was some stuff we had to rotate through the freezer from last year. Believe it or not, we still had some. It's just the whole way she's put this together, from holding everybody's hand at the entry at the order, getting you across the bridge, Hugo and Michelle and the team down there inside the airport, getting you over to the airlines, taking that little short bus ride of about maybe 150 yards to get to the plane, a 2-hour flight. And you're down there on an island in the middle of the Pacific, so to speak, off our coast, and you're getting ready to just have the time of your life. So, again, if there's anybody out there that wants to get on that trip on the 6th of October, there are 5 spots that are open. We just had a couple spots yesterday that opened up. That's why I want to kind of highlight this.
Yeah.
But give Rosie a call. Even if she's down there right now, she'll still take your call. She'll still talk to you. So,
what's the number
you reach her on her? Yeah, you can reach her on her phone at 619, I believe it's 772, I can't remember now, 7570, there you go. And you can also reach her on the website at cedrosportfishing.com and check out the schedule, and you can get some more information there. But if you're thinking about going, stop thinking and start doing, give her a call.
And it's a great time of the year, too. I love October down there.
Fall.
Yeah.
Good fishing, big
one
ones.
Of my, big, yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Big yellow,
best
nice
fishing
weather.
Times ever down there.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hey, great job filling in, Jeff. Appreciate that as always, and we will look forward to talking to you or Rosie next week.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
That was an awesome one, man. Appreciate that very much.
From one cool report to the other, right? It's Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Doing
talking
very
fishing.
Well. Talking good times.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of good times on the boats here lately. It's been, you know, like we've keep talking about this. The season is definitely extended out. September, October is normal for the fishing to still be good, and we are definitely getting that. Everything from the half day down to the multi-day trips catching fish. New Seaforth yesterday morning actually had 20 yellowtail. They had a private charter. They went out there. They caught 20 yellowtail. They lost probably like 3 times that amount. Like they said, there were just fish everywhere. You know, and I think they were a little underprepared for that because we're so used to that calico bass fishing, and these yellowtail popped up. So very good fishing. Went back to, you know, that terrible calico bass fishing afternoon. They had 47 calico bass there.
Sounds
fishing
cool.
The bass and bottom fish. Yeah, you know, it's all caught on the sea swim base, of course. You know,
every single one.
Yeah. The full day trips, still catching a mix of yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, some bluefin still in the mix there. Talked to Mikey on the San Diego this morning. He said those yellowfin are in the 25 to 35 pound range, bluefin are in the 15 to 40, dorado a little bit smaller, more in that 6 to 15 pound range, but still really good fishing on those full days. Go up to those overnights and the longer trips there. Again, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, and the highliner, their day and a half at 100 yellowfin, 220 dorado. Dorado and Ooh. Two skipjack. And then, you know, it's very good fishing. And actually, a tribute called in this morning. They're on day two of their 2.5-day trip, and they've got limits of bluefin on there, in addition to a few other things there. But those bluefin, most of them are in the 40 to 80 pound range. They've got 29 of them, though, so a good chunk of them over 100, with one fish up to 190. So, yeah, it's still bluefin fishing in the middle of September on, you know, two and a half day trip. So, good fishing all around. Like, kind of hard to miss out. You know, you could just throw a dart at the schedule there, pick a trip, and you're probably gonna go out there and catch fish. So, definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and we are still running some twilight trips. Like I said, we extended those out through another month because they've been pretty popular this season and some very good fishing on there. You know, again, picking away at that calico bass, and the way things are going, we might get that later in the day yellowtail bite on there too. So definitely not one to skip out on there. The full day trips, the 1 day's a day and a half. And guys, September, October is still very busy, so don't wait till the last second to make your reservations. It's really hard to get on some of those trips, especially the 1 days and day and a half right now. You know, you're still looking a couple weeks out on some of those. So, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We'll be more than happy to help you out, get you all set up, get you out on a trip, and get you out there fishing.
Man, one of the best reports in a long time, Marcos. That was great. I mean, half day, full day, bass fishing, yellow fishing, still limit style fishing for the overnights. What a great report, man. That was an awesome one.
Absolutely, you know, and the weather getting a little warmer again, get out there. Get out on the water. Catch some fish. You know, you can either be hot sitting at home, or you can be a little less hot on the boat, but doing some extra work catching some fish.
You said it, man. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. One more time, shoot us a number if somebody wants to call, chat you up, and make a reservation.
619-224-3383. And the guys here will be more than happy to help you out, get you a trip picked out, and get you out there fishing.
We'll talk to you next week, Marcos. Great job.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Definitely good stuff. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit, ceviche kit, too. Don't forget that one. It's a really good one. Stop by the location of Old Town and Taylor Street, where you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128, and when doing so, they'll text you back so you know you've made your reservation. Again, the number is 619-255-3128.
How busy you think Raymond was this week?
Oh, my God. So crazy.
I know. It's wild. Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed up, Corey. Why don't we jump back into them?
How about Hills? Hills in Ventura. Thank you for your patience and appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, what's up, Hills? I'm stoked to join you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy.
Hello? Oh, sorry. Yes, okay, sir. Just checking my little earbud thing. I love the show. I went to Rancho Leonero a couple weeks ago, and I just wanted to report in to Corey that the 5-inch slug they were all destroyed. I ran out because the trigger. I was surf fishing and kayak fishing, and the trigger fish and the cabrillas were just destroying it. And we had so much fun and my buddy caught a Dorado on a fly rod, so that was pretty epic. But what a great place. But I wanted to just chime in around the striped bass deal, because I have actually had the good fortune of getting some striped bass. And, you know, one thing about them is they eat all different kind of baits. You know, like they'll eat, everybody knows it, they like cut anchovy, but they'll eat worms and they'll go in shallow water and stuff too. Like they'll grub for food, clams, you know. And so they're pretty diverse. I usually fish sea bass in some fat water, but not, you know, but the stripers, you know, you never know. I've caught them all over the place, and I've caught them places where it's not an estuary or a river mouth too. So they just, I guess,
so
they just cruise up down the coast. So,
like you're saying, Hills, they'll catch them on like catfishing, like a strip of mackerel or something crazy too. But it's weird because they have the head and the mouth of like the mix between a yellowtail and a sand bass or calico bass, right? Like they've got that kind of design, so you kind of trigger them as like a reactionary eating a reactionary lure, right? But you're right. They do get down and forage and eat funky stuff, you know, like mussels, you know. You can be fishing for a surf perch and catch one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But they're cool. They come flying out of the water.
Yeah.
The biggest one I ever caught was a little over 20 pounds, and the thing went 4 feet in the air, and I was like, wow. Oh, my God. And it was like 10 feet off of some rocks, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm in for it. And I end up running down the beach because I'm getting spooled. I mean, yes, it's a good bucket list to have, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love the show. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate your input, buddy. As always, that's always a lot of fun, and appreciate the phone call. Had a good text come through, and this one was from Ralph and Menifee, and I like this one, and I'm very curious for Corey, and I'm going to draw some of your El Salto into this too. It says, good morning, boys. Always a great show when you two are just kicking it. My question is for both of you. I've had good results over the years fishing certain freshwater baits in the bays for spotties and sand bass, and when it comes to crankbaits and stick baits, there are certain colors and patterns that seem to get bit more than others. I've seen guys out there with some of those super rad, hand-painted, very realistic paint jobs, but I haven't myself noticed any specific difference. I'm wondering if I'm missing out on bites from doing some of the photorealism baits. That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Oh, man, that's a good one for sure, because there are some pretty cool, I've seen some artistic, like, crankbaits done in the, you know, colors of a little spotted bay bass and these little dots, and it's so cool looking. Dude, I would hang that thing up. Like, I would literally put that in a case and, like, just cherish how cool it looks, right? But is it going to work? Absolutely it's going to work. But is the chartreuse and silver glitter one that you buy off the shelf at Dana Landing going to work too?
Right.
Probably better. Right? Now, and not that cool paint job makes it work any better, but it's all going to work.
Totally.
And I think one of the ones you didn't mention, Ralph, is a spinnerbait. And a spinnerbait is a really good one, like in Mission Bay, Newport Bay, like in the back harbors. And I know Landis Fine, he'll even fish that 2.5-ounce spinnerbait, like up in the Upper Channel Islands for rockfish and lingcod and shallow.
Okay.
Like, so crazy, like blow your mind kind of stuff.
Do you need a different bait? I mean, is it just a heavier version, or is it not even necessarily heavier? Like, what are you doing different from a freshwater bait when you're trying to fish bodies and calicos and sand bass with it?
Well, spotties, it's like total crossover.
Okay.
You could take your stuff from the freshwater and literally use it in Mission Bay and 10 feet of water and get them. The only thing that you're going to want to do is maybe put beefier hooks.
Okay.
Only because you might catch a halibut, you might catch a shortfin corvina. There's other things that come into play, and a 2-pound spotty, trust me, pulls way harder than a 4-pound largemouth.
So, when you say put beefier hooks, are you shopping for a heavier hooked spinnerbait, or are you adding like a heavy-duty spinnerbait trailer hook?
Well, with the spinnerbaits, I will stay with the traditional hook that it comes with,
okay,
but use a beefier trailer.
Yeah, you're just okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And spinnerbaits are one of those ones that works really well. They just get bit. And if you have a little bit of stain water, they work even better.
Okay.
Yeah, that extra flash in the size, and it's just it attracts them. They bite it. They're aggressively biting it. I've caught a lot of nice halibut on a spinnerbait, too.
A spinnerbait is another one of those things where, to Ralph's point, you know, it doesn't look at all natural.
Fishy.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, sure, there's flash and there's color to the skirt, and the skirt pulses, and I mean, they can look great, but they sure don't look like something that is supposed to be there either. You know,
and there's two different versions, Rick. There's like the little 1/2 ounce or 3/4, you know, like the smaller ones that you have to like slow roll and tick, 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 tick over the stuff. I'm going the complete opposite, baby. I'm going 1.5 ounces, 2 ounces, and I'm throwing that thing out in the 15 feet of water and tick, 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 actually winding it twice as fast and drawing that reaction bite, keeping it just within 2 feet of the bottom.
Okay.
But drawing a reaction bite with a little faster wind.
And trailer hook, does that just go right over the top of the hook of the main bait? You know, one of those spinner bait trailer hooks that you buy. Is there anything special there?
No.
Okay.
So maybe if you take like aquarium hose aeration.
Yeah, a little clear tubing.
Clear tubing. Put it over the eye of the hook. Clip it off. Then you put it over the spinnerbait hook.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal.
Got it.
Sold.
I love it, man. That's good info. Hey, well, that's a great one, and certainly some cool fishing and a great text, Ralph. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, we're having so much fun. We're going to be right back, Rick and myself, when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The perfect day is my family and I in a boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 9th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sell prices from Daiwa. Check out the amazing Daiwa Saltiga line of reels, including Lumber Drag and Star Drag versions. There's a Daiwa Saltiga reel to fit your type of fishing, from bass to bluefin. And speaking of bass, Daiwa makes the finest reels for both fresh and saltwater bass, including the Daiwa Zillion and Daiwa Alexa. Meet the manufacturer's reps from Daiwa and take advantage of tremendous savings at the Longfin for this Sunday only on fresh and saltwater tackle. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 9th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And there we heard the Longfin spot again, right? Today they're big sale, man, 7 to 7. I've done it in the parking lot on a September day. What's it going to be, 100 degrees inland today possibly? And I'm very happy to be sitting here. But because that sale's so huge.
Oh, they throw down.
Dude, man. As a customer going in there.
They throw down.
Oh, my gosh. And they've got, they literally, instead of their two registers, they've got like six registers going, and they file them through there. Like if you're going to get a deal on something.
That's it, man.
Just plan on spending 15 minutes in line so that you know, and just, dude, you're getting the best deal, like.
Tom and Eric do such a good job when it comes to this. And it's exactly what they call it. It's the customer appreciation sale, and they let loose. It's, you know, it's one time of year that they do this, and it's a big sale. And, yeah, it's going to be an awesome one. If you're in the market for some fish and tackle, do not sleep on the long fin today. 7 to 7, the deals go all the way through. There's, as we just heard from the spot, there's vendors in the parking lot, great deals to be had. And, again, you're getting the, you know, you're getting the staff of the long fin, you know, the you know, one of the most top rate, great people, great deals. Today's a big one.
If you've never been, it is probably one of the largest Southern California tackle shops. Over 11,000 square feet.
Crazy.
It's an old bank building turned into a tackle shop. It is crazy.
I love that store. The upstairs is awesome. All kinds of killer apparel. They're so deep on things, both freshwater and saltwater tackle. It's, Longfin is a great one, and Tom and Eric do such a good job. And today's going to be a big day at their big sale.
Yes,
hey, want to remind you, another good opportunity is going fishing on board the Searcher. We had a little tip from Art that there is one trip that just had a couple spots opened up. It was sold out. It's a 7-day. It's September 31st through October the 7th. A really cool trip and an opportunity to fish on what was a previously sold out trip in a fantastic time of year. Again, 7-day trip on the Searcher, September 31 through October 7. So you can always call Celia for more information from the Searcher and you know, see what a great job Mike and the boys are doing, kind of taking the reins as Art and Celia you know, kind of start to ease back and watch Mike and the crew and the boys take over the operation, and they are doing such a good job. It was really fun. We had Brian Kiyohara in the show a couple weeks back, and he was talking about what a pleasure Mike is to work with and fish with, and just, you know, he just said some people just have it, and boy, that's one of them that really does, and really cool to see those guys doing such a good job carrying the legacy on the Searcher that Art and Celia did such a great job building up.
An iconic boat.
No doubt, man. Yeah. No doubt. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line been that way since the start of the show. Let's jump into him, Corey.
Ed of Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm going out on a 1 day and then also a day and a half, and I'm just wondering, how do I get my fish processed? Is that done on the boat, or do I have to take it to a company?
What do you think, Rick?
You know, all and both scenarios exist. From the most common, which would be utilizing fishermen's processing, but we all know how busy they are. We talk about how important it is to make the reservations, but when there are times when there are a lot of long range boats, they just get over capacity. So there are occasionally times when getting your fish processed from a day and a half trip through fishermen's processing isn't an option. So you can utilize some of the other processing outfits that exist. There are some boats that are able to do fish processing on the way home. Part of that is determined by the length of trip. When a length of trip is too long, fish processing is not available, and that's a Mexico regulation. Some of them, it's just difficult, you know, with the way that you have to legally fillet a tuna fish on water is not all that conducive to us. Like,
it's not as easy as it was 10 years ago,
that's
right?
That's the way to say it, exactly. Yeah. The, you know, fortunately, Fish and Wildlife did at least make some regulations that it is still doable.
Possible.
And we're allowed to do it. It's just not done the same way. You can no longer take a fish, loin it out, cut it into portions, and go home with it. You have to have a single bag, and that bag has to retain the loins at full length, the collar, including the pectoral fins.
The vent?
The anal vent has to be, I mean, and all of that has to be in a single bag, tied together, marked with the species.
Now, it sounds weird, but you know, and I know, that fish is then totally identifiable.
Totally.
Like, by the vent, by the collar, they can tell what it is.
Yeah, and that's just what it is. You know, when we have a fish where you can have 10 of one of them and you can only have 2 of the other one, and I mean, I still think that most people should be able to tell the difference between a yellowfin and a bluefin with the skin left on it, but again, it is 100% identifiable that way, and that's exactly why they did it.
Yeah.
So that you don't have a bunch of bluefin when your limit's 2 in your your bag. Everything's sealed up.
It sounds funky, but at least we're still able to do that,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
I think what you need to do, Ed, is just check with the boat that you're going on, see if they offer fillet service on the way home. Hopefully they do. If not, hopefully Fisherman's Processing is able to accommodate you. And if not, there's other processing choices out there, too. We just love that Fisherman's Processing for the quality that they give, but there's at least several options out there for you, and it's the best problem to have.
Right.
There's a whole lot of fish and needing a hand with it. I appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's jump back into the text. I had another fun text come through. That was the Ralph and Menifee one I really liked. And, Corey, I thought you answered that perfectly. The next one is, good morning, Rick and Corey. Great show. My question is, what is the ideal setup for the shore fishing that you guys have been talking about? You really got my wheels turning on trying to catch a striper. What would be the ideal rod, reel, bait and just complete outfit? That's from Jason in San Diego.
Wow, that's a really good question. Number one, Tranks 200. That's my go-to 50-pound braid. I'm using a much heavier leader than most. I mean, if you ever, anybody that knows me knows that, right? Like, I just beef up the leader. I use minimal 40-pound. 40, I know. It is, but you might catch a 25-pound sea bass, right? You might hook a big striper. You might hook a 20-pound halibut.
Yeah.
And so with all those scenarios, I want to be able to wrangle them, man.
Yeah.
I want to be able, if I get that reactionary bite, I want to be able to get them up in the surf onto the dry sand.
You're so right about that, because if you were going out to target a 30-pound halibut, you sure wouldn't be fishing 12-pound.
No.
You wouldn't even think about it.
You know, there's like the gentleman fishing IB. I mean, he's probably using a 12-pound tippet or, mm-hmm. you know, a small line, and he's probably laughing at me for using a heavy, right? But it's, dude, I want to catch a trophy.
Yeah.
Like, I love having a great time. You know that, Rick.
Sure.
I just love fishing. I love catching. But, yeah, I want to catch that 20-pound halibut, the 20-pound striper,
you
the 25-pound sea bass.
You want to catch the fish you're fishing for.
So the other thing is the rod. A lot of guys want to use an 8- or 9-foot rod. I'm using a very short rod, 6.5 to 7 feet. Very short, like a 12 to 15 pound rod, kind of a rainbow arcing, like
Seeker Inshore Pro, the Corian.
Yeah, I do use that, but it's actually a step heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, I will, and I have.
But that's not your surf rod.
It really isn't.
I've never seen you fish inshore without one of those, so
I assumed
it had to be that.
Well, because they are perfect for almost every case, and a lot of the bites will happen right at your rod tip. So the longer the rod, the more cumbersome everything becomes when you get hooked up to a nice fish. Yeah, I'm going to hook fish out at the extent of my cast,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, I've had an equal amount of bites, and maybe more, maybe 60-40, 60% of them within two rod lengths of
that close.
The tip of my,
yeah.
Very close. Yes.
Do you alter, I mean, not alter, but do you factor that into how you're retrieving the lure? Meaning, like, do you make sure that the termination of your cast, like your rod tip's pointed at your feet, so you're getting every inch of the retrieve of the lure out, or are you still keeping the rod tip, you know, like a 45 or something?
You're kind of on target, yes. So I kind of plan it. I don't fish slow the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fishing a kind of reactionary, a little bit faster. And after, think about this, Rick, after making 20, 40 casts in a zone, like I know I'm set up on the edge and I know it's right where I want to be. And if I don't move more than 10 feet back and forth, think about it. These fish have seen these lures coming over them 40 times.
Sure.
Maybe they've built up on that edge. So then the last 10 casts, I make very short, and I make it all try to happen in front of me, and you wouldn't believe how many times.
No kidding.
Within 10 feet of me is a 12-pound halibut that has seen all the action going on.
Yeah, right. Watched every lure go by.
But I hadn't yet given them that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good info.
No, it's good stuff.
I like it, man.
And calicos, too. Calicos, the small sea bass, it can all happen right at your rod tip.
Halibut fishing, your favorite thing to do in the surf right now?
Would be the 5-inch weedless,
mm-hmm.
or the 7-inch cigar-shaped slug.
Okay.
Both of them on a 7-aught Kamikatsu.
But would you say that's your favorite fish to target on the beach right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I love fishing perch, and
sure.
I love doing that thing, but I want a shot at I don't know, just something cool.
Yeah,
right?
I like it. Yeah. That's cool.
And not that you're going to not catch something cool fishing for perch.
Of course.
Bill Varney, you know, and like that style, you'll have the time of your
life. Like you say, I mean, there's other, you know, big trophy centers, spot fins, and there's Corvinas, and there's, you know, Seabass. There's all kinds of cool stuff, but there's something about that halibut that's in the surf, eating bait fish. You got something rad to bring home if you're gonna bring some fillets with you. It's just something about that fish.
Chance at a striper, at anything, really. Think about it. You know, so I want that bait fish imitation. It's a perfect grunion. Like think of a 7-inch slug, the grunion are 6.5 to 7.5. I don't need to say anything else.
I like
done
it.
Done deal.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up.
How about Cheer? Cheer calling from Cardiff. Good morning, Cheer.
What's up, Cheer?
Hey, good morning, you guys, especially Corey this morning. Rick, I love you too, but hey, I was down at Cedros over August 30th through September 4th, and I get to report that I finally got a calico on the 8-inch slug.
All right.
I'm so
nice.
Proud. I mean, it was like a 5-pound calico, guys, and that strike was like an explosion. It was so freaking much fun.
Yeah.
Corey,
cool.
Thank you. That is really a lot of fun to fish that thing.
You know, and now you kind of get it here, right? Like you're using a bigger bait. You've got a chance at a bigger fish. You're going to get way fewer bites. Lead-headed 5-inch Viejos, you might catch 40 fish. And on the 8-inch slug, you might only catch 4. You might catch half. You might catch 20. But the bite is so explosive.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Oh, man,
I'll tell
it was
you all right.
Too good.
Right now, Cheer, I'm going to tell you it's an addiction for me. I'm addicted to that bite. I love it.
And you've always said that a slug will weed out bites that aren't 3-pounders plus. Like
that's true.
It's a big fish presentation.
Yes, like if you were going just for that trophy in mind or a bigger fish, and hey, if you're just going out to have fun, why not just put all the small stuff aside and just the 8-inch slug. Most people look at it and it's like, oh my god, this thing's huge, but no, you go to the bait tank and grab a sardine the same size and pin it on a 2 or 3-aught hook. Right? It's the same darn thing.
I'll tell you why. Because catching 100 calico bass is really fun.
That's true. Yeah.
It's really fun.
And I'm into fun. I'm into good times.
I know. Cheer, that sounded like an amazing trip.
Man.
Congratulations. That was a heck of one. And I do have one question for that slug, Corey.
Yeah.
In the original days when you first came out with it, I know we fished it with that real big tube hook.
Yeah.
And I have seen, you know, there's been so much,
innovation.
Many offering. Yeah, exactly. Are you still liking that weedless tube hook? Do you fish a beast hook or a weighted swim bait hook, or you know, has that changed at all, or is it still just no sinker attached to the hook?
I know it's crazy. So originally, like Rick's talking about, we put the spring in the head of the slug, and then we rigged that mustad through the spring, and it would anchor it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have gone to a 9-aught, the trocar. Thankfully, I've got some set aside. Unweighted, and it works great. It's got that heavy duty spring on the front, but I've used the same thing on a weighted hook, and I kind of dig it.
Okay,
it's fun. It gets a redirection, and it sashays left and right, and works. And we should have asked Cheer. I don't know how he rigged it, but maybe we can find out from him in a future show. But that's the way I would do it, for sure. And it's a fun bite, man. You're going to draw a good fish on it, for sure. My biggest fish, I think I've had more fish on the slug in the larger category than I have on the large weedless.
No kidding.
Seriously.
There you go. There's something to be said about that.
It just draws a bite.
The big ones like it.
Oh, my God.
I dig it. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. We got just a short bit of time.
Yeah. How about David? David in La Jolla. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Am I coming through loud and clear?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, David. Good morning. What's your question?
Awesome. So I'm in the market finding a lure, surface iron setup, right? But I kind of want a medium-heavy setup for tossing lures at Bluefin. What's something you'd recommend, Ricky?
If I was looking for a surface iron outfit that wanted to catch yellowtail but also bluefin, I would say my most favorite rod would probably be a CalStar GG90J. CalStar makes several versions of their 90J, both a fiberglass, the GG, which is a glass and graphite rod, and then a GF, which would be a traditional graphiter. And of those three, for still a kind of softer, spongier, old-school style bending rod, I really like that that GG. It does have a full core of graphite, so there's better lift in the rod, which are really going to help you from the bluefin side of things. It's not so heavy of a rod that you couldn't still go half-day fishing and fish calico bass and yellowtail, but it is for sure plenty appropriate with a, you know, even a triple-digit bluefin attached to it. So for me, it would be a CalStar GG90J. With that being said, there are a lot of really good options that you're talking about, and every rod is different for different people. But that one I really like to kind of cover all the bases.
What about a reel, Rick?
I think a Trinidad 20 is still... So I'm really torn between those two. I think the best surface iron casting reel, period, is a Shimano Trinidad 20. Best free spool, best cast, and most torque. I think very close behind it is a Tranx 500. Tranx is way more user-friendly, a lot easier to cast. I really like it in the bluefin world because you can fill it full of Spectra, and you know, you can cast Power Pro on a Tranx effortlessly, and it's a lot more work to cast it on an open reel like a Trinidad. What Trinidad offers, though, is that really strong cold-forged frame. It offers just no flex, so you're going to get a little bit more torque out of your Trinidad. You're going to get a lot easier casting out of your Tranx. Neither of those are a bad thing. You just kind of got to decide which way you want to waver on. That'd be the only tough one. Buck Fever, big foamer fires up. You know you're going to make your cast and never worry about loops and backlashing with your Tranx. And surface iron is a little bit heavier lure that pulls the line off easier, and you're going to make a clean cast. When you're trying to fish like a popper or a stick bait where you're maybe sweeping the rod and you're dealing with slack, Tranx is going to manage that because of the level line a lot better for you. So those would be the two. If it was strictly surface iron, I'm going Trinidad.
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a little more still, Corey.
I know. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty. What a fun show we've had today, talking everything from striper to bluefin and everything else in between. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, I had so much fun today just talking good times and fun, but there's only one lucky winner, right?
That's it, man. You got it. Going to do us the honor?
Let's do it.
Let's see what we got today.
Oh,
phone caller.
Caller. Going to Hills. Hills of Ventura, right?
Congratulations, Hills.
Going on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Man, I hope you're ready for some epic mahi fishing, a bunch of tuna. It's happening this year. And
I know.
Some really, really good fishing.
The quality of the fish I saw was totally catchable, right? Like in that 20 to 40, 50, 60-pound range and just perfect for catchability.
The Dorado are wild this year. I mean, they range from... They range from necktie to 30 pounds, you know,
yeah.
And it seems like every trip. You have a lot of average, probably 5 to 12 pounders. And
you can be just, selective.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Fun fishing, man. Well, Corey, a great time with you as always. Sure appreciate it. Lots of fun. I love these shows, and I just can't wait till we get to do the next one.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he sounds good to me. Hey, we had a great show with you and appreciate your phone calls. Another great one coming for you tomorrow. Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence are going to be joining us. Pete will be back in the studio. We'll get all the highlights from that big sturgeon trip. A huge thanks to Christian for keeping us on the air. Also to Adam Clark for everything he does with the app. And Christian wanted to mention that if you want to see those pictures and the video of those big sturgeons, they are up on the new Let's Talk Hookup Instagram right now. Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. And, man, a great show. Really appreciate you guys. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you in the morning.